This is Net Profits Radio on the Talk America Radio Network for Saturday, June 16th, 2001. I'm Jim Wishner. And how would you like a job that offers long hours, rotating shifts, modest pay, and life or death choices? If interested, medicine may be your field, specifically nursing. It is tough work, but technology may help take some of the edge off. A release from Santa Ana, California, caught our attention. It says, visiting nurses using technology to counter nursing burnout. Apparently, every full-time or visiting nurse at VNA Home Health Systems there is getting a personal digital assistant, or a PDA, intended to ease some of the bureaucracy and the paperwork. Well, let's find out more. Janine Bryan is the chief executive officer of the Visiting Nurse Association Home Health Systems, and she's on the line from the Golden State. And across the country in New York City, we're joined by registered nurse Rosalie Bryan, a critical care nurse specialist. And thanks to both of you for being with us this afternoon. First, Rosalie, a clinical definition, first-hand experience for that term that we are all familiar with, burnout. What, in this context, is burnout?
Well, I think burnout is the phenomenon where stress of a job drives people to seek work elsewhere because their own job is causing them too much stress, too much physical and emotional stress where they just don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah. Is nursing a job that is highly susceptible to burnout?
I think so. There's a nursing shortage going on, as I'm sure most of the country is aware. Mm-hmm. And so the workload for each individual nurse increases. And also people are sicker that are in the hospitals and they get discharged home sooner because of the financial situations that are going on. So nurses that see the patients at home are seeing sicker patients at home as well.
Do you get emotionally involved with your patients? Is your relationship with patients one of business, or do you get personally involved in their care?
I think it's both. You definitely are personally involved in their care, and when you see their family members, you become emotionally attached. But I think most nurses at the end of the day maybe probably don't think about it as much. I work with the adult population, and I have heard that people who work with children will maybe tell you a different story. Mm-hmm. But I become friendly with my patients and their families and, let them know a little bit about myself just to make them more comfortable. So I think it becomes personal on that level. But I'm there to do a job and serve a purpose, and so it's both.
Well, the reason I'm asking those questions is because I wonder, because you deal with people, and in fact you're dealing with sick people, that takes more of an emotional toll
right.
than some other jobs and maybe causes the a higher burnout level in the nursing profession.
Yeah, I think it's more of the workload and the fact that maybe you can't spend enough time with each patient as much as you'd like to because you have more patients to take care of and you have more paperwork to complete as you'd like to. And I think some people will find that burnout isn't really the sick people, because when you go into nursing, most of us plan on taking care of sick people. So it's not the illness and the people that are ill that get to you. It's that you don't have time to spend with them because you have all these other mandated chores to do, paperwork, forms, and so forth. Or you have too many of them and your time is stretched a little too thin. At the end of the day, you feel like you could have done more for somebody, but the system didn't allow you to.
Could you tell us what, if there is such a thing, your typical day is like? Give us some idea of the paperwork, also the patient care and some of the other things. What's your typical day like?
I work in the critical care unit. So my typical day is I receive 2 to 3 patients that I'm going to take care of for the day. I do my assessment on them. There's an assessment form that needs to be filled out. The facility that I'm at now, it's still all your documentation is handwritten, so you handwrite your assessments. There are forms that you can use, like for checkoffs and stuff, but you fill those out and you assess each of your patients, kind of determine if the patients are going to be going anywhere, if they're going anywhere where they need a consent form, you need to make sure that's filled out. If somebody's going to be receiving any blood, you need to make sure that there's a consent for that and the forms that go along with a patient receiving blood transfusions. Also, if somebody is combative or restless or maybe on a ventilator where they are trying to pull a lot of those tubes out of themselves, if they're a little bit confused, we have to restrain them. So there's additional forms that you have to fill out when somebody's restrained. So a lot of your time you do spend out filling out forms. But you do, you know, at the patients that aren't confused and combative, you know, you spend a lot of time going over stuff with them, what's going on. They're probably a little anxious just from being in the critical care unit. If you receive a patient from the emergency room, let's say, there's probably about 5 forms that you have to fill out whenever you receive a new admission.
All right. Janine Bryan is the Chief Executive Officer of VNAHHS, which is the Visiting Nurse Association Home Health Systems, and she's on the line from Santa Ana, California. Janine, why all the paperwork? Is that required by federal law or the AMA? Why all the paperwork?
Most of the paperwork that Rosalie has just described is mandated paperwork required in large part by the federal government for protection of patients. The intent is good. For example, you wouldn't want to restrain an individual without having made sure that there are other less restrictive